We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome in now, LSU coach Ed Orgeron. And coach, thanks for the time, and I hope all is well with you and your family.
Everything is well. And before we start, I'd like to send out my condolences to Mr. Bobby. What a great man, very influential in all our lives. I know he's proud of Bobby J and T-Bob and all the accomplishments, and was a leader down in South Lafourche, and we're going to miss him dearly.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, I appreciate that. And, you know, everybody might call you Coach O's wrong, Coach O. I know you as Bebe, and to really know you, I know that gets your attention when I call you Junior, because I think right. Your mom could call me. You know, I think your dad and stuff.
Yep. Well, they up in heaven now cheering for us, Bobby. They know we come a long way, and they're proud of us, and they're proud of everything that you did.
Now, Coach, what are the challenges right now that I know you're always going to look at the glass half full. I know you're optimistic for the college football season coming up, but it's like uncharted territory. How do you pay attention to what needs to be done for your team? Is it all having part of it, having the right people around you or what?
Yeah, I do believe, Bobby, we have a tremendous staff, and Doug O'Quinn, our video coordinator, has done a tremendous job of teaching us the Zoom room, whatever they call that thing. Man, our guys like Steve Ensminger is making meetings in the Zoom room at 61 years old, installations. We're teaching our guys from our homes to their homes. We have communication. Here's our schedule. At 8 o'clock, our coordinators call our position coaches. They decided what we're going to install. They go over the details. Then the position coaches call the analysts and the GAs, and they all work on the computers at homes. They do the tips and reminders. They do the drills of the day. They get everything done, and then they send it to our players. And then our players have an individual meeting in the Zoom room with our coaches, allowed 2 hours per week. It's a phenomenal a job of organization by our whole staff. And then we have a task force. We have an academic task force that has each of 10 guys, and they follow what our guys do online tutorial every day. It's constant. It's from 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, and then we're recruiting all day. So we're staying busy. We have a heavy work days.
Coach, I was going to ask you, how are you combating the challenges on the recruiting trail because you cannot go personally visit with anybody?
You know, Christian, believe it or not, it's a little bit better right now because we can get them on the phone and we FaceTime, and it's just like you're talking to them in person. And the mamas and daddies, everybody's home. Everybody wants to talk to you. They're all bored. So, I've been having a blast all day. I've talked to more recruits this last couple of weeks than I've talked to in a month.
Now, Coach O, looking at it, we all hope that by the summer the COVID-19 will flatten and that we can grasp a hold of this or be more positive. We got to stay positive, but it might be a tough April. But the question I have for you, because I don't know, because, you know, I look at college, I look at high school, and I look at college and the NFL, and obviously the NFL has a preseason. You know, they got the OTAs, mini camp, then they got preseason games, and obviously you got spring ball in college, and then you train in the summer, then you have two-a-days, even though it's not two-a-days no more, but it is going to training camp. How many practices do you think you realistically need before a game? Considering you got different players at times, but actually playing productive, and you could say, well, everyone's on the even playing field because we're all dealing with the same thing, but how many practices do you think you actually need before you play a real game?
Yeah, Bobby, there's 25 days of camp to me. Are very instrumental in developing your football team, developing the culture, the character. It's not just about getting ready to play a game. It's about developing your team. And, you know, you're together in camp, and we're not game planning against anybody else. But the thing I worry about is the conditioning, getting our guys ready. When we better to get them ready? When we better to get them in condition, especially in the heat in down here in Louisiana? As you and I both know, we're well versed on that, that you have to be in condition, and you have to be in condition with a strength coach so you can be able to go through camp. So there's a lot of things to think about. I don't think they know now, so I'm not going to speculate. All I know is whatever they tell us to do, we're going to be ready to go.
And, you know, Coach O, Coach Moffitt might be, he's chomping at the bit because he knows that's a big responsibility for him and how he gets the players in peak condition, not only from a stamina standpoint, but also physically getting stronger and all that. But the bottom line is, and I know you're aware of this because I've heard a statement from you, that whether it's the coaches or whether it's the players, their safety comes first. Because we're always going to live to fight another day.
That's right. They're our family. I told them. So, listen, guys, we're never going to put you in harm's way. Be careful. Your safety comes first. But the work that we do today is going to pay off for us when we start, because this season will start sometime or another. And the team that can maneuver through this times the best is going to show when the season comes.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And Coach, Joe Burrow to now Miles Brennan. Can you just explain to somebody, to the fans and us in the media, just the growth that you've seen from Miles Brennan over the years?
Yeah, you know, he's 220 now. He came in a soaking wet 170. And that's 50 good pounds. And, you know, I've always believed in Miles. Miles actually has a stronger arm than Joe. He's able to process. He's able to see the way that Joe worked. I think he's calmed down in the pocket, knowing protections, taking control. This is his team right now. The first three practice, I thought Miles was phenomenal. I really believe in him. I think he is going to be an excellent quarterback.
Now, Coach, when you look at, obviously, I think you have stability there with Coach Hensminger. And a great opportunity for Coach Brady, that being Joe Brady, to go to the Carolina Panthers. But what is the same song and dance as far as, you know, Coach Hensminger calling plays going forward? And what kind of input when you look at the staff? And do you have that guy that would step in and take Joe Brady's place? Or is that still a process to compliment Coach Hensminger?
You know, the reason I hired Scott Linehan is obviously because, as you know him, Bobby, his expertise in the passing game, especially on third down and red zone. He and Steve have been working. He's a great compliment to Steve. I think he's going to do a tremendous job. He's had some success in the NFL, especially with Megatron. We have a young wide receiver in Eric Gilbert, and we're going to try to use like Megatron in Detroit, so we're going to use a lot of that stuff. So he's brought some different stuff for us. Obviously, we have the same plays that we had last year. Steve knows them. Our staff knows them. I think we'll be fine.
Now, Coach O, talking from a defensive perspective, and listen, I think the world of Dave Aranda and his accomplishments, but I think a lot like you, I'm on the same wavelength. I'm more a Bo Pelini personality, where you punch him in the mouth and you get it done. And, listen, the defense was outstanding. I think it'd be even better under Coach Pelini.
I believe that. You know, I think, Bobby, more sacks, more turnovers, more scoring with the football, being more aggressive. It fits our scheme more, getting our safeties involved, playing a 4-3, put four rushes up the field. You know, most of the time last year we only rushed three. Although Dave did a tremendous job, look, we won a national championship with him. But I do believe that when you look at Bo's defense, number one in the nation, number two in the nation, the SEC, I think Bo's going to bring back that excitement on defense that we all look forward to as watching the Tigers play.
Coach, you in April, the LSU program is possibly going to set a record for players drafted, and in particular in the first round. So I'm just curious as to – how are you gonna watch this? And I'm sure watch it with a big smile because that's a big feather in a cap for your program.
Just happy. You know, obviously it says we're recruiting the right guys. we're developing, but that's the power of LSU. If you do your job in evaluation and recruiting, great guys want to come to LSU. And it's all about the players, man. You guys know that. And the better players you have, the more you're going to win. And it's going to be – I'm going to be happy to see them drafted, but be sad to see them go, I promise you.
Coach, I know you work hard. I know you work hard, put in a lot of hours, but what are you doing to kind of distract yourself, aside from work, from COVID-19, and just kind of get press the release button and find some positivity?
Man, I started running stadiums again. Man, I go to Tiger Stadium, Bobby, I open it up. Start to run some stadiums and stuff. Man, it's good. Start lifting, wow, running, just do the things that we do, you know, just staying in shape, getting ready to go, spending time with my boys, spending time with my family. And really, I spend all day on the phone coaching and recruiting from about 8 to 5, so we're kind of busy.
You know, Coach Hill, that's what I was thinking of. Christian kind of stole my thunder there and said, well, I know Coach Ho stayed busy. He might be running the levee, but it wouldn't be surprised me to recollect for the right reason running those stadiums and not necessarily doing it as punishment.
That's right. Hey, I volunteer to run them nowadays.
Well, wait. Fill us in, Coach. You can't leave us hanging. Fill us in on that story. So now it's voluntary. What was the reason why it wasn't voluntary in the past?
Well, there was one weekend I remember at Northwestern. Everybody was going home, and me and Bobby were a little bit late for curfew, not too late. So our coach decided not to let us go home, and I can remember everybody leaving, honking their horn, they're going home, and me and Bobby and a couple of our teammates are running the stadiums all weekend.
Hey, Coach, you remember Joe Raymond Peace, he said, if I got to be out here, then the crab crawls and running stadium, boy, you're going to wish you weren't here. But you know what? We took the approach, never let them see you sweat or come on, we're going to quit. We don't want to deal with our parents to go back home. So we were going to do whatever it takes, throw up and keep going.
Guts, man. We had guts. That's right.
Coach, what impact do you think Kevin Faulk's going to have in your staff?
Phenomenal. Game changer. He's already done it. Our players love him. You know, obviously Kevin bleeds purple and gold. He has a unique way of coaching the players, a unique way of recruiting. And also, I lean on him. I say, Kev, what would Belichick have done in this situation? So, you know, we bring a lot of the Patriots ideas, some of the drills, I lean on them about, what you think next players would think about this. Just an overall opinion of the overall good fellowship. I think he's a home run hire.
Coach, just one more time before you run. I know there's a lot of PSAs, but just I want to give you an opportunity because a lot of people, when you speak, people listen and how we certainly need to heed the warnings and the advice of our leaders to stay home. Don't go out. Stay home if you want to impress upon that.
Yeah. Now, I understand people are getting impatient. I am too. But we have to believe in the game plan. We have to continue. We've got to finish. This is I don't know how long this fight is for, but we've got to fight till we win it. And we just got to stay together, believe in each other, and just follow the game plan.
Coach O, I love you and I appreciate it. Listen, it's all short term. Listen, it might be a bad April, but the sun's going to rise. It's going to keep rising. There's nothing new under the sun. And I'm telling you what, it's just going to be over before you know it. And what I mean by that, listen, it might be a tough April, but the sun's going to rise and that glass is definitely full, half full for the LSU Tigers going forward.
Okay. Love you and your family, Bobby. God bless. Go Tigers.
All right, thanks, Coach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.